We're doing the Avat Chesed. We'll dedicate our learning tonight to Sar Hashem del Biata Batova Breta, Hashishtever Fush Lema. The Chafetz Chaim was explaining that kindness has so many virtues when we exhibit kindness to our fellow men. Being active and doing kindness to our fellow men also saves us from desires to do bad. Kidamrinan, like the verse says, Ashreim Yisrael. How praiseworthy are the Jewish people. Shebizman shemuskim b'torah v'gmilut chasadim. When they deal in Torah and acts of kindness, yitzram masur b'yadam. They have control over their desire. The world is running around after their desires. They don't have control. Who's in control? If you want to be in control, there are two elements to the formula. Torah and kindness. V'lo hem masurim b'yad yitzram. They're not in the hands of their desires. Shenemar, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk. So we could explain this Gemara. A person's desires take hold of him, they overcome him in two areas. One is in his mind. He gets his mind busy with all kinds of things that are really worthless. And sometimes it's also physically he gets overtaken. His body gets used to things that are against God's will. His body gets used to drinking, his body gets used to doing other prohibitions. But if someone is busy with Torah and acts of kindness, he can take control over his desire with regard to all of this. Through dealing with Torah, so he's dealing with God's holy words, he's making his mind holy. And through actively doing kindness, physically doing kindness, that's how he sanctifies his body. He's busy doing the service of the King of the world. Like the verse says, we are to go in all of God's ways. And the verse says, go in God's ways. What is God's ways? So Chazal tell us it means to be kind, the way God is kind. All of this, when the Torah tells us these general things, go in God's ways. It means visit the sick, help the poor, visit those that are ill, visit a person that's sitting shiva, go to a funeral, help someone out carrying things. That's God's ways. That's going on God's ways of being a good person, as our sages taught. And once we train our body to act in God's ways and being a good person, not only our minds in the Torah, but also our bodies in the physical, so then the Yetzer Hara can't take control. Our body and our mind are busy in God's service. And this is a point we've been discussing a lot, that it's not enough to learn in Machon Meir. We have to also be active. We have to find areas where we could physically do chesed.